Two, and welcome back. How's everyone getting on?
Hello, 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 hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So today we're joined by Steve-O again. Great to have you again. And beside him there is Roxy Goldby. You're a new addition to his skits and all that. So how's it getting on, guys?
Good.
Yeah, good.
Can't complain. Well, we can, but like,
there's no point.
Everyone's in the same situation, isn't it, with COVID and all this.
There you go.
It's getting annoying now, isn't it? I mean,
What was it? We're just into like level 2, and then they're like talk about level 4, level 5 already.
Level 4.5, yeah. Level 3.725. Oh, it's just
the whole lot.
In and out of lockdowns for the rest of our lives. That seems to be
basically
the,
it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, sure, we'll get past it. But I suppose it's hard to stay motivated and stay happy at the moment, but even entertained. But then some of your skits are, you know, helping people through that. Like the McGregor one fairly recently had me have a few chuckles. And
thank you.
Yeah, so fair play to you. So, Roxy, we haven't had you on the show before, so could you introduce yourself?
Okay, well, I'm Roxy Goldby. I'm the new character to Michael's New World, well, Mad World. I recently joined there the end of October, I think. And I think I'm just slowly...
It doesn't seem...
but surely getting used to it.
It's not a long time, but it seems so long.
It does seem so long.
Yeah.
It does, doesn't it?
Crony, long, and drop. I mean...
Shut up
It's now. Been a pleasure, haven't you?
Well, fair play to you. You know, last time we talked, Steve-O, I think same day you were thinking about just giving it up. But then...
Yeah, I just wanted to pack it in. I was fed up of it, and I was fed up of doing it, and I was just like, and then I kind of like, I was thinking about it for a while, and then I was just like, yeah, I'm just going to give it up. I'm tired of doing it. I don't see any future in it. And then you kind of, you think for a while, and then you're like, what else can I do now? What else do I do? Like, I could go back to college and do a PhD in philosophy, and you'd be like, yeah, I'd probably end up one of those old lecturers wandering around the hallways talking to himself, you know. So like, and plus PhD isn't easy work. So I was like, do I want to do that? Do I want to get back into that wreck the head philosophical world? So I thought, no, I can creep my little bits of philosophy into the sketches. So
yeah, but it's a big jump. The idea of skits and being a comedian, and then PhD in philosophy. That's a big jump there. But look, glad you're back at it. It's entertaining stuff. Yeah, what was I going to say? What made you change your mind?
Just as I said, it's what I do. It's what brings me joy, and it's like it's my hobby as well as my I suppose my work and things. So it's like, yeah, there's no work in it now, but you're still doing it, and I suppose it brings me joy to bring joy to people.
Yeah.
I find it hard to find, like, I suppose this fool's gold of happiness. So through others, making others happy, you attain a bit of that, and you get to give what you find hard to attain to them.
Yeah. And you've had a bit of trouble platforming that recently, haven't you? With the whole Facebook getting shut down.
Yeah, I was taken on a false positive, satire taken as literal, which is really strange. And then I was destroyed by the far right for criticizing their right to freedom of speech, because that's what really annoyed me, being lumped in with them. That annoyed me more than anything.
What, people associating you with the far right?
No, just the fact that my page was removed for hate speech.
Oh.
So automatically, like, I was associated with them, like... If any human ever sat down to watch like my Black Lives Matter video or any of them would go, all right, right, yeah, I get it, you know. But it just seems to be bots targeting certain keywords and things like that. And that's So it's restricted now, because I put up a video that we should kill all the old people, and that's how we move beyond Corona. And it was an homage to Jonathan Swift, a modest proposal where he suggested eating young Irish people to stave off famine. So yeah, that's what I was more or less getting at, but that was flagged as well, so you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's it's very funny how humor is taken these days. So it's like satire, but you do. You make fun of stuff and people take it way too literally. It's
And like, it's like, obviously I do brash fucking toilet humor as well. Like, it's not super, but it's some of them, there's a, I wouldn't even say a hidden message. There's a blatant message.
Yeah.
Racists still find it funny because they don't realize they're being pulled the piss out of. But people with a modicum of intelligence would say, all right, okay, yeah, he's playing the character and he's increased, like he's exaggerating them to comical scale.
Mm. And then there was that thing of people not being able to like separate you from the character.
Yeah,
it's not a good thing.
I find that crazy. People actually generally think I'm your daughter.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is the weirdest thing ever.
There's Are you not? No.
What? Oh my God. What?
There's like literally 3 years between us.
Yeah. So it's impossible. It's really strange.
Yeah, it is. It's madness.
It's just madness when people come over and I speak in my normal accent and they're like, they're almost like disgusted with me. You know, you lied to me. You're a phony.
You don't shout all the time. What?
Yeah.
You know what scared me the first time you're on? How quiet you were.
Yeah, I am pretty quiet.
Yeah.
I can be loud around people like I know and stuff, but if I'm in a crowd of strangers, I'm very quiet. And I'm very uncomfortable, and I will sit next to, like, if I was, say, going to something with Roxy and, like, her family or a lot of her friends, I'd sit near to her because I know her. You know, I'd be kind of uncomfortable and kind of quiet until I get to know them.
Yeah. But no, it was a bit funny.
People assume I'm going to kick in a door and run into a room shouting, contact a four-year-old.
Doesn't work.
No.
Well, I'm hoping you don't, in all fairness. So, Roxy, how did you get involved in this? Because, you know, Kathleen left and then it was Steve by himself and, well, he was thinking about ending it and then now you're here.
Yeah, so basically, Steve-O put up a post looking for someone to start a new character. And I just replied saying, here, I'll do it. Literally, that's what I said. I'll do it.
Yeah.
And you were like, are you serious?
Yeah, it wasn't based on her good looks or anything.
And you guys know each other? Do you know your show beforehand?
I used to hang around with her uncle, so I know her family, but I didn't know her. I knew of her, but I didn't know her.
Yeah, we kind of...
Like, we probably would have met when we were kids, which is really weird, because she grew up in around the back of my estate, and I hung around with her uncle around that time. Mm. But I wouldn't really have remembered her, because it's years ago.
Yeah.
So we knew of each other, but didn't know each other, that kind of way.
Yeah. But he says, are you serious? I says, yeah. So we arranged to meet that Sunday.
Yeah, and I had a rough sketch in my head, and I just threw it out, and you took to it.
Yeah.
And you didn't mess it up.
We just pulled it up to see what the reaction was, and the reaction was great. This has something.
And then the page got taken off.
Well, there you go.
Just as we like passed, I think 400,000 views, and then I wake up to a status saying your page has been unpublished, and I was like, what the hell.
I remember getting that message and I was like, what?
Yeah, it was, oh my God. Like, it was just so disheartening and so depressing.
Especially because how much work you put into it. Like, you spent a couple of years on it.
Yeah. The amount of work I put into that page and building it up, and, you know, it's just... And, like, 95% of ticket sales would be through Facebook. So, once that's gone, live shows are gone. It's realistically, you're finished. And I wouldn't mind then, like, I went to Facebook ads and I calculated what I spent last year, and it was over nine grand last year on ads. And it's like, right, so I'm on your platform making you money, making Facebook money, because you don't get paid from Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'm also paying them money. So, you know, like, then you remove me. You know, it's nonsensical.
Madness.
Yeah, what's the story there?
Yeah.
Get the priority sorted.
And I got it back on that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the story in the end?
A false positive, satire taken as literal.
Okay.
And then they flagged the video about killing the old people to get rid of coronavirus, and that's flagged now, but they didn't unpublish the page, but they've it restricted. And if you know Facebook, you know their organic reach is, what, 5% or something?
It's done.
So with that restricted, you know, like I'm down to about, if you're passing 20,000 views now on a video, you're doing very, very well. Because it's sort of, so. But you just have to keep plowing on and, you know.
So at the moment, you're making a transition into YouTube instead?
Yeah, I just think it's, like, I'll still put them up on Facebook, but I concentrate on YouTube more so on targeting my videos more so to the YouTube kind of crowd.
Mm. So what's it been like trying to learn all the YouTube bits and bobs? Because it's very complicated.
Yeah, it's kind of, I'm just getting to terms with it, really, because YouTube was kind of always my weakest thing. And then my subscribers just blew up and I'm near 350,000 now. And it's kind of like, yeah, I need to start doing this a bit more seriously and, you know, paying a bit more attention to the demographics and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's take a backseat for a while. I just post the videos as a YouTube link on Facebook, which cuts the reach even more so. Like, a link is the lowest you'll get. Mm. I think it's, what is it? It's video, picture, text link. That's usually the...
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And
it's low text, you're pretty bad.
Yeah. And plus, like, YouTube is Facebook's competition, so they're going to hinder its reach.
Yeah. Mm. Well, looks like YouTube's winning that anyway, so you may stick to them.
Yeah.
Stick with the winner. But and has it helped having a second person there? So, like, you're not doing all the work by yourself.
Oh, definitely. Because Michael doesn't really work on his own. You need a straight man. You have to have a straight man. It doesn't work otherwise, because where's the voice of reason? Where's the logical voice?
Yeah. Because it's one thing to have you, like, going crazy in a car by yourself, but then to have someone there as well.
Yeah, you need that person to speak for both of us and how we really feel. And obviously Michael can do that as well. Sometimes, like, I'll do the under the breath thing where I'll be giving out about something and then I'll kind of under my breath and go, anyway, you know, me will come out
for a brief
two, three seconds. Yeah, just to almost self-correction in the middle of a rant, just to make sure it's almost like on, you know, so just to let the people know. But yeah.
And how much has COVID affected your viewership? Has it gone up, like, because people are at home, or has that gone down?
It's not really affected it much. The restriction affected it greatly.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was really the same, really. People didn't want COVID videos, though.
Well,
that's for sure. They didn't want anything that reminded them of COVID.
Yeah. Sure, isn't there a Michael Bay film coming out now about, like, COVID in like, 2023, where it's like, if you're caught outside your house, they'll just shoot you. It's literally the plot of the film.
I remember I said, but I showed you the ad for it.
I think so.
That was like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah. You should watch that.
That's ridiculous now. That's just like,
that's coming in the new year, in all fairness.
Yeah, we can go out shooting old people then, and we'll take my video as literal advice from, like, from Dr. Hulan.
Yeah, no, it is... It is crazy. And you seen the thing with the UK and it's getting a bit worse.
Yeah.
A new strain or something.
Yeah. People can't fly home or get the ferry home now. It's basically the UK are banned from coming into Ireland.
Yeah, it's mad.
Take a holiday to Spain or whatever, get a flight back and get a flight then from Spain to Dublin, you're grand. Or to Belfast.
Yeah.
Stop giving people ideas.
Yeah, but people will do it. Like, if I was away from home and my elderly relatives are looking forward to me coming home for Christmas, I'm going
home.
You're
going to do it.
I don't care. Yeah.
Honest to God.
You tell them off.
It's rough because, like, we all spend so much time at home, you know, trying to beat this, and then got to level 2 and they're like, let's up it up again.
Yeah.
It feels like it's going to be a constant wave of, okay, complete lockdown, a little bit of room.
Yeah.
Numbers go up. Less room. Completely open.
Yeah.
Back lockdown.
Yeah. Like, we have, like, level 3 light, and then we have, like, you know, level 4 light, level 3 heavy.
Yeah, it's just weird.
So, you know,
I mean, welcome to month 9 of a 3-week lockdown.
Yeah. It's strange, isn't it?
It's a bit weird.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
we're getting through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gives you time to write, think of new content, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, I have a song written and I'm shooting the video for tomorrow in the middle of a bog, and I'm going to be pushing my wheelchair up a bog road, topless. So that's going to be funny to film. And I'm going to probably die of hypothermia tomorrow. So.
More than likely.
Yeah.
Fucking freezing outside. What are you doing? Not too well.
Yeah. But I want it to, because it's a sad kind of song, so I want it to be the struggle of me trying to push the wheelchair towards the camera. We're doing it in a novel way. It'll be just me to camera coming from a far distance towards the camera, and then the camera takes off and it shows the barren nature of where I am. And kind of, you'll have to see it for yourself. Your man that's doing the video, he understood what I like the idea of it already. Huh?
I like the idea of it already.
Thank you. He was able to drag out of my brain what I had envisaged. So if someone can do that, then I'm more than willing to work with them.
Well, there you go. And, speaking of a couple of struggles, there was a documentary came out about you fairly recently.
Yeah. It was quite,
how did you even get started? Did someone approach you about making a documentary?
We kind of thought of it ourselves, and Jared Walsh from Dublin kind of said, there was a lot of people that were asking us about it and stuff, and we just said, let's do it. Let's follow us around for a while and let's do it and do a kind of a documentary about the behind the scenes and about my life struggles and about kind of my depression and panic disorder and things like that. And then that kind of took a back burner because TG Carr got in contact and they've done a documentary, and that's out in February, so it'll be on the television.
Yeah. You may check it out. And what's it about exactly?
The one for TG Carr is mainly, it's primarily about my crash, about the crash I had in 2005. And the after effect of that and what led to that, and kind of mostly revolving around that.
We kind of forgot to ask you about that last time you were on. Would you mind telling the story?
I had a motorbike crash in 2005 and broke my neck and my back and a few other little bones that didn't matter in the long term.
Little bones.
Well, when you have spinal damage, ankles and collarbones don't really matter because they're fixable, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But spinal cord is not fixable. So I've limited sensation of mobility from my chest down. So I walk with crutches or I use a wheelchair. Usually crutches.
Yeah. Mm. And has it gotten any easier?
Not really, but it hasn't gotten much harder either.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that kind of helps.
Remember last time you were on, we were talking about your charity cycle you did.
Yeah.
That was awesome. How long did you, was it 5K?
5K, 12 and a half laps of the track, so it's a miracle I didn't die.
Yeah.
Probably a few people that were watching on the live stream are probably like, fall. You already raised the money, just die now.
I was one of them.
You probably were, yeah.
I was saying this to some of my friends after we had the first interview. People give you a lot of shtick for nothing. If you can't get over the fact that you don't mean what you're saying, it's a fucking joke. Come on.
Yeah. People just think I am the character or I am just some kind of, I don't know. It's really weird. I suppose if they looked into me for maybe 10 seconds, they go, oh, right, Jesus, yeah, he uses a wheelchair. He's his father, Jamie, disability in the family, and the fact that I went out and cycled a bike for charity and do other things for charity. I might give him a fucking break, but they don't. They just act and set up fake accounts about my brother being a vegetable. And just what kind of horrible people are out there?
What's that about? A fake account in your brother.
Fake Twitter account like Jamie or something, and started sending me pictures of vegetables going, here's your brother. So that's really nice, It's like people like that, in my opinion, shouldn't even deserve to live. They should be just immediately hung or something or shot. Yeah. They don't Like, what do they give to society? You know, what do they get out of that? You know,
yeah.
People get so brave behind a screen or a phone.
Yeah,
and it would be a completely different situation if their name and address was included in their profile picture or something like that.
Do you know what I mean? In all fairness, everything would be different if that was the case.
Yeah.
I don't think all people would have social media.
Like, you know, they never come up and shout in my face what they'd say on Facebook. You know what I mean?
Usually.
And a lot of them, and a lot of it as well, it's Friday, Saturday night, they're pissed. Your video comes up in their timeline, they're, I'm going ranting about this, when they're messaging them or threatening them, and you're like, Jesus Christ, like, your friend shared my video. Sorry. You know what I mean? Like, don't watch the damn thing.
Yeah, it's, and the internet is mean, man. The fucking, some of the comments you can get are absolutely awful. And then, when you're getting them in the volume you're getting, you get some creative ones in there.
Yeah, usually you can take it, but like obviously you have off days where you feel like shit and it really cuts into you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, if something's bad in the first place and someone calls you a cunt.
You're young, you know what I mean? It will affect you sometimes, you know, it does get to you.
Yeah.
And especially with all that's gone on the last few months, that's even exacerbated it because I'm getting the blame for the whole thing. And it's like, you know, oh, you got rid of the last one. And it's like, no, I didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm getting the blame for that too. So I'm getting the blame for all of it. You know what I mean?
I think I saw your post where you explained what happened. And I think part of the reason is that because all the comments I see on most of your videos are just, where's Kathleen? Or what happened? Yeah. It's just, it probably gets really annoying for you.
Probably going to get that for the next like 6 months.
Oh yeah, it's constant. Like, and people coming over to the car like a few times today, like, where's Kathleen? You know, it's just constant. But like,
but the funny thing is, half these people don't even know Kathleen, because they'll be in the car and they'll be like, are you Kathleen?
Are you Kathleen? Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But like, it's just, I suppose it was like, I'm out, you deal with the fallout, because I'm not going to address it. So I was left to deal with the fallout. And then when I started dealing with it, I was criticized because I was talking about it. And it's like, you can't have it both ways. You know, you can't have it both ways. It has to be addressed. And if you're not going to do it, then I feel I have to do it. So
you're just criticized. You know, fairness, if you've been asked constantly, you kind of have to address it.
Yeah. And on her part, she didn't address it. So I was left like with the fallout, you know, which was kind of unfair on me as well. It's like, run, you fucking deal with it, you know.
Yeah. She was supposed to come on our show about a week after you came on, and it was a bit of a no-show. And I'm sure she had a reason, but yeah, that was a bit odd. And what about yourself, Roxy? Have you gotten a bit of love or any hate from the viewers?
I don't really read the comments. I kind of condition myself, right, I'm not going to, whether they're good or bad, I'm just not going to entertain it. I did on the first video, and there was a lot of creeps.
Yeah,
it was if she was my daughter, I'd still be bathing her, and it was all this kind of crack.
Like, that's come on, fucking skin crawl.
Yeah. Exactly. My sister and my brother messaged me after that one, and they were like, "Where did this person did?"
Yeah,
we want to.
Oh, that is awful.
Yeah, it's awful. So there was a lot of that on the first one, but don't really read them.
Yeah, and then the whole like. Oh, this is the new one. This is the new one, and accusations that I was like, oh, this is why Kathleen and Michael are no longer doing videos, because you cheated with this new one and all this kind of bullshit. Yeah. And it was like, just stop. You know what I mean?
It's not fair.
Yeah. So it's amazing that on my page, I had to block keywords like Kathleen, Sinead, so on, different spellings of it, different.
Where you actually had to block the words?
Yeah. So they won't show up. It'll be remain hidden, so I won't have to see it, because it's a sore spot, you know. And it's like I said, it's off the plaster every time, so it's hard to deal with, you know. So you just kind of, because you can't logic it. You can't go, oh, there's the reason, because I was never given a reason, so I don't know why to this day. So, you know.
Yeah, and in fairness, like you could put up a post right now, and explain the whole thing as far as you know it. And sure, here's the thing, like, some people aren't going to see it. And then it's going to keep going on. Like, how often do you have to remind people until everyone stops?
If I'd done that, then I'd get criticized from her side for addressing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And let's let's not be mean here, but I could be really mean about it. And yeah. And I haven't and I won't.
Yeah, it's best to be sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
fairness. Yeah. And for yourself, Roxy, have you been thinking about doing the comedy along with him with the live shows, or how's that going to work?
I don't even have a choice. I've been told.
You've been told. That's
you can't run. You're here now. You have to do it. I'm looking forward to it, though.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to it.
It's a different world, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of live shows coming up. Where are you doing them?
I just chose so far. Just Liverpool and Nottingham in May. But like some people have been contacting me going like, yeah, I'd love to go, but we're not going to buy tickets because we don't know what's the story. So people are apprehensive and they're kind of not willing to go out and buy tickets.
We kind of can't blame them either with the situation.
Yes, that's the thing. Like, I'd love to go. It's only, you know, literally on the news like 2 days ago, a new strain found in the United Kingdom.
So
like people are counting their pennies as well, because like, you know, a lot of people are out of work and Christmas as well, and you know,
it's tough.
Yeah,
that's one thing that's fortunate about being like someone who works on the internet like yourself. You know, when everything was shutting down, you know, you obviously weren't going to be shut down. You can do that stuff from home. So
yeah,
I'd say that's been fairly handy. Even with ourselves, it's kept us busy. We got monetized recently, so it's helping a little bit.
We can travel as well in the restrictions, because if you're doing video production or anything that's shown on TV or other media sources and telecommunications like internet, we can go to Dublin to shoot a video and come home again. We're not under those.
Yeah, basically entertainment purposes.
You can as well.
Can we actually?
There you go.
Jesus. Yeah. I didn't know.
In the statutes, I looked it up. Cool.
I didn't know to visit Nanny, all I'd have to do is make a podcast. Jeez, that's grand.
Yeah.
Make a podcast with her, or just film a quick sketch with saying hello, Granny.
There you go. Yeah. And, you know, speaking of sketches and dodgy shite, you know, what was the story there with yourself getting raided by the guards?
Yeah, that was weird.
What in the name of the Lord?
Someone complained that I was wearing a Garda uniform, so they came up to the house, 8 of them and 2 squad cars, and basically said they had a search warrant and said, hand it out or we're searching your house. And I was like, it's in the closet there, you can have it. You know what I mean?
I nearly lost my life because I opened the door to that.
And then all coming in.
2 Garda cars for a guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
I think most of them just tagged along to have a look.
But still, it was like a waste of police time.
Yeah. And the so, like,
nice about it?
Oh, yeah. One maybe not, but let's gloss over that. But like, you know, other ones that use a Garda sketch in their, use a Garda uniform in their sketches regularly, and I guarantee you none of their houses were raided.
Sure, look at that post that was on Facebook. The video between 2 guards.
Yeah, on about a threesome with them.
Yeah.
And they pulled up in the middle of a traffic thing, used their Garda car. They were in uniform. They were on duty.
They were on duty.
For a TikTok. Yeah. But yet me, not taking anything from Garda resources. Just, no, you can't do that. So, yeah. So
it wasn't an actual guard jacket, was it?
Oh, it was, yeah.
Fair enough.
But, like, is it like illegal to have one of those or something?
It's not if you're using it for drama or theatrical, you know.
So they didn't even check.
They still said I shouldn't have had it, and I said, I went down for the interview and I was like, when can I have my stuff back? And he goes, you're not getting it back. And I was there like, I will. So, but like, a file has been sent to the DPP now, so I could be charged with this. But if they do, like, it'd be the best thing that's happened to me. So hopefully do it.
And I suppose you took it on the chin, and it was a bit of positive stuff with it too. You were saying that it was good publicity.
Yeah. I want to find out who the girl is and personally thank her, because like she got me like a load of interviews and you know.
Do you have an idea who it is?
Oh, of course I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Her name rhymes with Oxy.
Thanks.
And now it's not.
You have to rat me out.
And now, just to make it clear, it's not in case anyone thinks it's someone from my past. It's not her. Like,
no.
It's,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
It's someone completely different. It's someone completely
some
different.
Other cunt. No, I'm messing. I'm messing.
You go, oh, my phone is going to go off in like 30 seconds, so we're going to have to move. Oh, 1 second. You grab that and stick it in really quick.
How are you, George? You good?
I'm doing good, Thomas. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. Nah. Having a good day.
No.
We'll sit in the bed chair.
There you go.
Is that even charging there? No problem.
Yeah.
Okay. This is trying to get
I love the art on the wall.
Thank you.
This is that's so awkward.
Right there, we got it. There you go.
We got there in the end. It just flashed up 30 seconds left before it goes off. So like, Yeah. So as I was saying, like, she got attacked for like getting my house raided, and she got threatening the messages for getting my page taken down, and she had nothing got to do with
nothing
it.
Nothing at all.
Like, whatever is
who's this now?
Us, like, that's just pure stupidity and badness. You know, there's no need for it.
People are so
who's
quick.
Who's getting the abuse?
Sinead.
Okay.
Yeah. People are so quick to jump to conclusions like that.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, of course.
It's fucking.
Yeah.
But if you don't know a person's personal life and you're just thinking, okay, who might not like him? Oh, it was a woman. Okay, well, he just had a breakup.
Yeah,
you,
I know.
You've got to draw the lines. It's not very intelligent, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, people are, I don't know. People
basically,
just,
they treat it like a whole drama series.
Yeah.
They do.
Well I suppose. Because they can't tell real life from Frank, so yeah. It's like,
yeah.
Mm.
In all fairness, if you're getting caught up in the drama of Farmer Michael, it's a bit, come on.
Yeah.
No offense, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people, there is obsessive people out there, like, yeah.
You go there to laugh, and that's it.
Like, one of the things Stephen said to me, I think it was the second night, was welcome to the madness of Michael.
Yeah, and I told you everything would be open to being pilloried and attacked. Yeah.
But, you know, there's still a positive. You make people laugh.
Yeah, of course, yeah. It's not all negative, obviously. Like, yeah. This is what people laugh. You meet childhood heroes and famous people, and you get to chat regularly and tweet fucking celebrities and people you've admired growing up and stuff. So, like, and other people doing the live shows and the feedback, like, there is,
yeah.
You know, the positive outweigh the negatives.
Mm. Okay, there's one post you have there, and it's like, that time I went one round with McGregor, and didn't he comment on it or something?
Yeah. Me sitting in the wheelchair outside the National Rehab Hospital. And then I got criticised for that, mocking his catching, and it's like, I use a fucking wheelchair. What are you on about? Like,
oh, fuck off.
You know, I don't think people realize that, because I didn't know that until I talked to you.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. A lot of people,
before I investigated.
They just take the face value of the character and they never, like, kind of look into who I am or anything. And it's like, if you Google search and there it is, you know.
Yeah.
But it's strange. But now all the Google search terms are Michael and Kathleen split, separate, split up, broken up, blah, blah, blah. That's the.
Yeah.
Common search terms on Google, so it's like, yeah.
Well, another Farmer Michael arrested. Farmer Michael, blah blah blah.
Yeah, Farmer Michael got a uniform. Farmer Michael shootout with the armed response unit. 18 people killed. Michael is still barricaded inside the house, shouting at everyone, "You can't."
Oh my god. And, you know, actually, I find it funny if you did make a skit about
that. You should make a skit about that. Just steal a.
No, not that. One. About getting raided by guards.
Yeah. Well, I got an RUC uniform sent down from the north, so I just thought that was really funny because, like, if you want to let me play a guard, then I'll play your, like, mortal enemy, an RUC officer, you know? So.
Well, there you go.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, you were frozen. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. And, you know, YouTube's been growing. You've been figuring out how to keep at it. All's going well. Thank the Lord. But what's coming up now in the future? You know, maybe a month ago I would have said we're coming out of COVID, but I don't know. What's it looking like for you in the future now with keeping the show going, keeping
Well,
the skits?
We'll keep doing our sketches and keep
plowing
on and try different things as well and see what works, what doesn't. It's all trial and error because obviously you have to change with the times and you have to kind of reiterate stuff and you have to, I suppose, that horrible word of like, not even regenerate, what's the word?
Reinvent,
yeah. Madonna, the queen of reinvention, you know, so you have to kind of, you have to be always willing to, you know when certain kind of ways of doing things might become dated and have to change, but not change as in like go PC or anything with Michael, even though in my eyes he's pure PC anyway, because like it's satire, like I can see through it, but maybe some people can't at times. But yeah, and then just, I suppose, add a few more shows to the May dates in the UK and hope for the best. If it has to be cancelled or postponed, then so be it. But we'll aim for it and hope that it goes well, you know?
Yeah. And with yourself, Roxy, what's the plan as well? Same as, or do you have anything solo coming?
Tag along.
No, basically same as, really.
Yeah.
Just
holding tight and see what happens. It's all we can do and try and make people laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And basically, some of them cry.
Probably more cry than laugh, to be fair.
We made a few cry with our Christmas videos. Our
John
Lewis
video. Yeah, we did, actually.
So that was, I don't know if you've seen the John Lewis style video we did.
That's zero.
Yeah, it's when I watched it back and I was editing it, and now I'm crap at editing, but I managed to clip it together kind of well, I thought myself, for the first time ever doing it, and on an app on a phone, and I added the music, and it was, what was the tune? Nothing Else Matters. No.
That was the second one.
Use Somebody, but it was Scala and Kolachny, the Swedish choir version, which is powerfully depressing. So we put that to it, and it was in all the newspapers and stuff, and news sites and things, and I actually felt emotional watching it back. I was like, Jesus, we have something here. So
yeah.
It was very good.
The response was amazing.
Yeah, it was just about isolation at Christmas. I played obviously a character, an old man, and just going down to the pub, but no one's in the pub, and he returns home then, and
I was told about that actually.
Yeah, it's just kind of it went, I suppose, viral. I suppose, but it's nice to be able to put out something that touches people, you know, in a different way than trying to make them laugh, you know.
Yeah.
Get a kind of message across as well, and I don't even drink, like, so, you know, but I suppose that it was the essence of, you know, isolation that a fella that would go down and only have 2 pints, but he usually goes down to chat to fellas, and that's his only social outlet, you know, so you have to feel for that, you know.
That is actually pretty damn awful.
Yeah.
Like the idea that, like, someone who doesn't even drink just goes down to chat and then can't do it.
Yeah.
But the sad thing about it, that is reality.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a lot of poor older generation that does go down, even for that one pint or two, go down to watch the match. Even.
Like my dad used to. He'd only have like 2 or 3 pints and he'd always come home, and I'd never seen him like drunk, you know what I mean? So that was his kind of social outlet. And
yeah.
It's kind of taken now, isn't it? You know, and a lot of older lads, like, they'd only go to a wet pub. They wouldn't go to a gastro pub or something like that. That wouldn't really be for them or a place where there'd be music. But, you know, they wouldn't mind music at the end of the night, but not constantly through it. They're quiet. Yeah. And it's like myself, even though I don't drink, I'd rather go to an Albox pub where it's silence.
I talk to people
and hear people and chat to people, and they're friendly people. You know, people are friendlier, and you have a chat to an alf lad at the bar, you know.
It's so alien, isn't it? Like, that we can't do that stuff anymore.
Such a very Irish thing as well, like having a little chat about something or something you find in common, like there's a match on or whatever, and you have chat with some stranger from Waterford or something, you could be chatting to him for an hour, you know what I mean? And it's there's a nicety about that, there's a closeness and a humanity about that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, the Irish pubs. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And before they close again, I'm going off to take the dad there tomorrow. You know, every other time was booked except 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
so it'll be early pints and sandwiches, the €9 sandwiches.
Yeah, just order them and leave them aside.
Yeah. What was it? He said to me, you eat all the food, I'll have all the pints. So
that's a fair deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and sure, like you were saying a second ago when you're editing your videos, you're saying you do it all on your phone.
Yeah.
You it all on your phone.
Yeah.
How have you gotten, no offense, how have you gotten to this point and you only edit on your phone?
I wouldn't be able to lip sync it. I wouldn't be able to do anything with it. Like, my videos are pretty simple, so that's easy to edit. You just chop and change the beginning and pop a few clips together. And obviously, if you're putting any sound effect, you rip it from YouTube and just add it in as an audio in the background and turn up or down the volume. But like, obviously the John Lewis style one was a bit different because there was something like 60 separate clips.
Yeah.
And I cut that down to 37, and then you had to obviously snip the beginning and end of them and try and place it where the music could come in. So it was just trial and error. It took me a while, but we got there, and then I played it and I was like, yeah, we definitely have something here. So it was nice, and I was proud enough of that.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah. It was brilliant. The second one as well.
Yeah, we done another one then about a guy losing his job at Christmas and afraid to tell his wife. And that was Scal and Clackney as well, but that it was their version of Nothing Else Matters. So we thought that was pretty apt for the moment and the
situation.
Like,
yeah. Good Lord, it's such a dreary time to be alive. Oh my God.
Isn't it though? She's like, I work in Dunn Stores, and I was only saying to you earlier, this year, this Christmas, is the first time ever that there's still selection boxes there.
Yeah. And hundreds of boxes of celebrations. And
yeah. Like, our warehouse, everything is full of all these, even the cheap little ones.
Yeah.
Usually, they're all gone by the beginning of December. The first week of December, there's no selection boxes left.
They just raid them all.
There's so much Christmas stuff that we can't even get rid of.
Farmers come in for the first week of December and take them all.
They have to buy them all for their sheep, which is tough.
Sad. It just shows that there's no Christmas spirit at all this year.
Yeah.
Well,
it still feels we're like in March. Like, feels like we just never left March. Well, for me anyway. But like, it's
a big, long, dreary
I'm March. Still waiting for Paddy's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm in Tenerife Square on Paddy's Day. I've done a little, short little video. I think it was about 5 seconds long. And I just went like that along Air Square. And there was zero people there. Where usually there'd probably be, 50,000 more.
Oh, you know? Yeah, definitely.
It's incredible.
It's just god awful. I've been trying to keep it Christmassy with this little lad here. And Thomas has his lights behind him.
He's going to jump off that radiator in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah, keep moving, man. You should see it. Like, he.
we had a voice actor on from the new Call of Duty. And the whole time he was here, is that Yuck moving? Trying to ask him these genuine questions. Like, what was it like being involved in the game? Is that Yuck moving?
It's like a proper elf on the shelf situation.
Yeah. Oh my God, he has a knife.
Don't you be starting. Oh my God.
He's getting closer. He's getting closer.
There you go.
Oh my God. I know about it. I can't think because you get that sensation that someone's behind you. You know, when you get that, you can convince yourself about that as well. I used to do it at home when I'd be alone at night watching TV in my sitting room.
Yeah.
And you think about it if you think about it long enough, you'll get that feeling. You can recreate that feeling that there's someone behind you. And then you have to fight the temptation to look. It's the weirdest thing.
You know, when you're downstairs and it's late at night and you're the only one there and you just turn off the lights and you bolt up the stairs.
Because the monster will get your legs.
You're fully convinced.
That monster will get your legs. And you know why I can't walk? Because that monster got my legs. So always that warning.
I mean, that should be a skit. I love that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And I should have said it was actually the end of the feet out the end of the bed one that got me.
Oh my God. Oh, that's awful.
Okay, yeah. I'm mocking myself. I can mock cripples, you can't.
I've never been known to do it, in all fairness.
You can start, it's hilarious. And they can't chase you.
Oh my God.
Your people in wheelchairs are used to getting pushed around.
How much more have you got?
I'll just roll off my wheelchair.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll stop now.
What's it been like trying to get material for yourself, Roxy? Like, as in being a comedian. Have you guys been writing together for the shows, or what have you been doing? Or have you started?
I knew that I'd come up with an idea, but she'd like Well, no, you've come up with a few ideas.
Yeah.
Well, when it's the Michael ones, it's usually me, but you.
Yeah, but for the Mary Bridger kind of ones, yeah.
We were like, I wouldn't be a control freak. I'd always like, do you think we should do that? Or would I say that? Or should I say this? So there's always, I like input.
Yeah.
Because obviously, two heads always work better than one. And she watches a lot of videos on Facebook and YouTube, whereas I wouldn't. So I might be out of the loop of what's kind of the flavor of the day. And like that, yeah. So I'd know football, politics. She'd know all the other kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So
sure, football and politics. What else do you need? You bring that to a pub and you're glad everyone's listening.
Yeah. And a bit of philosophy. But it's hard to squeeze Nietzsche or Wittgenstein into a sketch.
Like, I'm very close to my father. So I can, and me and my dad, we have this like bowled relationship anyway. So I can kind of like bring stuff like that into it then, be like, right.
Yeah.
Like the whole tampon situation.
Yeah, the awkwardness of,
when Mary Bridger
like,
wants to get tampons.
Yeah, the whole awkwardness of, like, fathers around anything got to do with, like, women's...
Things,
you know, it's like...
Or the boyfriend situation, do you know what I mean?
That boyfriend one you did, or what was it? I don't know, was it the boyfriend thing?
It was the boyfriend one, I think it was.
Yeah.
I laughed my ass off so fucking hard for that, and I sent it to so many people. It was just hilarious.
I enjoyed almost pulling the inner racist, not racist, but the inner ignorance out of people that like, oh, he's going to say it and then no, because he's English.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, it's almost like teasing that inner thing.
It's like the expectation of what you think he's going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, it's nice to tease that out of people and they're like, and then you don't say it. You know what I mean? And then you get the added kind of thing, English. Oh, yeah, we're Irish. Oh, yeah, we hate the English. Yeah, you know. So
that must be weird for, like, Americans watching.
Yeah. We were going to say Mayo first.
But a lot of, like, the English and stuff wouldn't even get that.
Yeah, they would. It depends. Like, they loved the 19 years one, and that was about the GAA. It was about Galway, Waterford, and All-Ireland. So, yeah, so it can work, you know, because people relate to a sports team. You know, vibe. They could just, you know, you often see retweets and it's like, this would be us watching the Broncos, you know, because you can relate to it. Getting overexcited for your team winning or being despondent when they lose, you know, so.
Yeah. I had a question, but like, just.
It's gone.
Thomas, do you have any left?
No, I pretty have everything. Yeah, I'm good.
You're part of me doubts you had any.
What?
What?
No, I think so.
He'll just say like, oh no, you asked them all. I was going to ask that.
Yeah.
You know, Jared, you asked them all, really. I was going to ask that, but like, sure, it's gone.
See, that's it. That's kind of gone there. Like, every single one of those.
I'd start eating the page then, but like.
Yeah, I suppose that's it, lads. It's not much else. Unless I can spring it.
Anyway, thanks for watching.
I was going to ask what your biggest demographic is. Because you find with YouTube, like, a lot of Americans tune in, and there's more Americans, obviously, on YouTube watching everything than there will be Irish or English. So what's your biggest demographic so far?
On Instagram, it'll be a mix of UK and Ireland. On Facebook, it'll be UK, Ireland. On YouTube, it'll be US, UK, Ireland. On Twitter, be primarily UK.
Yeah. Do you get any weird ones in there? Things you don't expect?
Germany would be kind of third, fourth on a lot of them.
Mine was Brazil, which I find very odd.
Canto Brazil. Yeah. and obviously then South Africa and Australia and New Zealand and German-speaking or English-speaking places like that. Yeah. Do Australians speak English? I don't know. That's up for debate.
I don't know.
It isn't real, like, people.
I don't buy
into it. The whole.
It's like Longford. It's a myth. Yeah, it's created by the Leitrim Tourist Board.
I mean, let's be honest. Have you actually ever been to Roscommon?
Yeah, my father's from there, so I was there lots of times.
Nah, you weren't. You were just told that.
Nah, you were actually from Fermanagh.
I was actually in the poor part of Mayo.
Man, Mayo is such a cool place.
It actually is. It's not the worst place. Yeah, we went for a little. Staycation up there, so it was nice. And
it was nice. You just get out of Galway for
the place. Used to be a guy's house, and this place, what's it called?
Breffy House.
Breffy House, yeah. It was actually a guy's house when we were walking Breffy around.
Or Briefy, like, I don't know how to
Briefy
pronounce
or,
it.
Yeah. Briefy. But like, we were walking around going like, this was a guy's house. Like, Jesus, you know.
Yeah.
I wonder how many Irish he owned.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's true. All right, I suppose we're finished. So, you know, Steve-O and Roxy, this has been great fun.
Thank you.
If people want to check you out, where can they find you?
Instagram and Facebook and all that at Sir Steve O. Timothy Official, and you at Roxanne Goldby.
Roxy Goldby.
Roxy Goldby. Roxy.
On Instagram and Roxy Goldby on Facebook.
And I get my kid off every Friday at 8 o'clock.
No, he doesn't.
I do. I go to bed usually at that time.
I suppose.
There you go.
You're not going to get any more.
These are just factual announcements. I will. All the middle-aged women that seem to like me.
Oh, Jesus. This is where I go by. Bye.
All right, guys. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. And if anyone's gotten to this point in the video or audio, make sure to check them out. Have a good one and take it handy. Top of the morning, lads and ladies. Support for the Off the Irish podcast is now brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels, and you'll no longer need the look of the Irish with the ladies. Make every day feel like St. Patrick's Day for your balls with Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code IrishPod at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped, and use code IrishPod. Use the right tools for the job and trim your pant potatoes.